I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians remain one of the most persecuted religious groups in the world. David Curry of Open Doors USA says China rose significantly on the newly released World Watch List. Their oppression is sophisticated and tech-savvy. China's communist government uses widespread surveillance and artificial intelligence to target Christians and other faith groups.
This is why we're raising a red flag on China. The UN and other international bodies need to really have a very serious conversation about how facial recognition is going to be used to, or could be used to oppress religious minorities, whether they be Jews or Christians or anybody else. What this means for the future.
China is looking to export their techniques to other persecutors. So surround this situation in prayer and find tangible ways to help at missionnews.org. And when a soldier deploys, there are many left behind who struggle with that absence. Currently, the United States boasts over 1.3 million active duty military personnel, and that means a lot of families in limbo. So how can the church help those left behind when a family member, especially a parent, is deployed for a long time? Steve Prince, director of Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministry, says,
"At our core, the church, we're a family. How would you treat your brother or sister if they were going through that? And that's love them in whatever ways you can."
Prince suggests bringing meals, shoveling a driveway when it snows, or just writing notes of encouragement. Today, pray for encouragement for those in the armed forces and their families. Thank them for their service and ask how you can help ease their burden while their loved one is deployed. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.